Just start reading.
As the Father loved me, I too have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy will be in you and your joy will be complete. This is my commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you.
I can remember standing here on this stage 10 years ago this month. I was days away from giving birth to a son whom we'd already given the name Ira. Halfway through my pregnancy with Ira, we found out he was going to be born with a congenital fetal abnormality. Simply put, he had a hole in his diaphragm that would keep his lungs from developing. He was given a 50% chance of survival. At that time, my husband, Joe, was on staff here at the Manhattan Church. We were living in Brooklyn, in the middle of planning a church there. Our daughter, Sophia, she was 2 at the time, and enjoyed toddling around with her little buddies, Lydia, Owen, Levi, Aaron. But on that Sunday morning, the elders, and many of you, came up onto this stage. You surrounded me, you laid your hands on me, and you prayed for that little baby inside. Ira was born a few days later and began the fight of his life. Joe and I had no idea the road that laid ahead. That was probably a good thing. When I spend time reflecting on Ira's first few hours, days, weeks, over and over, I come back to the people of this church. When Joe and I were too scared, too angry, too tired, too afraid that we couldn't pray, we knew we had the people of this church praying for us. When we were consumed with life in the hospital that we didn't have time to think about our next meal, the people of this church brought us food. And then they brought us more food. When the days strung into months and the months into weeks and the weeks, weeks into months, months into a full year in the hospital, the people of this church did not forget about my family. You showed up at 10 p.m. with a candy bar and a hug. You offered to sit by Ira's sides when we needed to be with Sophia. You helped us pay for hospital parking and the endless medical expenses we were accruing. Through all of our heartache and turmoil, you loved us. And in my darkest hours, when I could not see the hand of God at work in Ira's life, I could look around at the people of this church, caring for us and loving us, and know that God had not abandoned my family. As Ira read in this text, that on that dreaded night, as Jesus anticipated his betrayal and ultimately his impending death, he had love on his mind. He wanted his disciples to hear him say it again, love each other. Love each other. Church, you were Christ to my family. This week, Ira celebrated his 10th birthday, as Larry said, and while he has ongoing side effects from his early trauma, he is thriving. Today, together, Ira and I, on the behalf of my whole family, want to say thank you. Thank you for loving us. May you, as a church, continue to live out Christ's command to love each other. Together, let's take and eat this morning. This is the body of Christ, broken for you. Take and eat. Amen.